Part 1.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Most people feel it convenient to manage money on their mobile phone. 1. Most people feel it convenient to manage money on their mobile phone.
2. It is said that riding a horse is a way to keep healthy and get relaxed as well. 2. It is said that riding a horse is a way to keep healthy and get relaxed as well.
3. A pet dog is being checked by a vet in the SPCA and will be looked after well. 3. A pet dog is being checked by a vet in the SPCA and will be looked after well.
4. When crossing the road, we ought to walk on a zebra crossing. 4. When crossing the road, we ought to walk on a zebra crossing.
5. Tom and his brother had a basketball match yesterday after school. 5. Tom and his brother had a basketball match yesterday after school.
6. Soon after the fire broke out in the building, the fire engine came. 6. Soon after the fire broke out in the building, the fire engine came.
6. B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Danny, will your son...graduate from university this July?
Oh no, he is now studying in Canada and will graduate next spring.
Question. In which month will Danny's son graduate?
请再听一遍。
Danny, will your son graduate from university this July?
Oh no, he is now studying in Canada and will graduate next spring.
Question.In which month will Danny's son graduate?
8. What's your dream job, Mike?
Being a doctor used to be dream, but now I'd like to become an engineer.
Question. What does Mike want to be now?
请再听一遍。
What's your dream job, Mike?
Being a doctor used to be dream, but now I'd like to become an engineer.
Question. What does Mike want to be now?
9. When will we set off to see the movie tonight, dear?
The movie is on at 7:30. Let's start an hour earlier.
Question.What time will the couple leave home that evening?
请再听一遍。
When will we set off to see the movie tonight, dear?
The movie is on at 7:30. Let's start an hour earlier.
Question. What time will the couple leave home that evening?
10. Would you like to have some chicken or beef for dinner today? I'd like to have something lighter. Salad is okay, I think.
Question. What may appear on the dinner table?
请再听一遍。
Would you like to have some chicken or beef for dinner today? I'd like to have something lighter. Salad is okay, I think.
Question. What may appear on the dinner table?
11. Mr. Smith, where shall we hold the graduation party this year?
I prefer the hall in the Art Centre with a good and relaxed atmosphere.
Question. Where will the party probably be held?
请再听一遍。
Mr. Smith, where shall we hold the graduation party this year?
I prefer the hall in the Art Centre with a good and relaxed atmosphere.
Question. Where will the party probably be held?
12. Jenny, may I go to the meeting with you this afternoon?
All right. It's a bit far from here. It's convenient to take the underground.
Okay, then. We can avoid traffic jam as well.
Question. How will they go to the meeting in the afternoon?
请再听一遍。
Jenny, may I go to the meeting with you this afternoon?
All right. It's a bit far from here. It's convenient to take the underground.
Okay, then. We can avoid traffic jam as well.
Question. How will they go to the meeting in the afternoon?
13. Summer holidays are coming. My family are discussing our travel destination.
Lucky you. I'm preparing for an important project. Much work needs to be finished.
That means no holiday. How sad.
Question. What are they mainly talking about? 14. What's happened? I can't start my car.
There's something wrong with the battery. It's dead.
Question. What will the woman probably do next?
请再听一遍。
What's happened? I can't start my car.
There's something wrong with the battery. It's dead.
Question. What will the woman probably do next?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Traveling with friends can be fun. One day, two friends, Peter and Henry, were walking through the desert. During the journey, they had an argument. And Peter hit Henry in the face. Henry was hurt, but without saying anything, he wrote in the sand, "Today, my best friend hit me in the face." They kept on walking until they found a river where they decided to take a bath. Henry, who had been beaten, was in danger and started getting down and down, but the friend Peter saved him. After a while, when Henry felt better, he wrote on a stone, "Today, my best friend saved my life." Peter, the friend who had hit and saved his best friend, asked him, "After I hurt you, you wrote in the sand, and now you write on a stone. Why?" Henry replied, "When someone hurts us, we should write it down in the sand where winds can blow it away. But when someone does something good for us, we must cut it in a stone where no wind can ever get rid of it. Learn to write your hurts in the sand and to cut your benefits in the stone."
请再听一遍。
Traveling with friends can be fun. One day, two friends, Peter and Henry, were walking through the desert. During the journey, they had an argument. And Peter hit Henry in the face. Henry was hurt, but without saying anything, he wrote in the sand, "Today, my best friend hit me in the face." They kept on walking until they found a river where they decided to take a bath. Henry, who had been beaten, was in danger and started getting down and down, but the friend Peter saved him. After a while, when Henry felt better, he wrote on a stone, "Today, my best friend saved my life." Peter, the friend who had hit and saved his best friend, asked him, "After I hurt you, you wrote in the sand, and now you write on a stone. Why?" Henry replied, "When someone hurts us, we should write it down in the sand where winds can blow it away. But when someone does something good for us, we must cut it in a stone where no wind can ever get rid of it. Learn to write your hurts in the sand and to cut your benefits in the stone."
D. Listen to the dialogue or passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话或短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Tourists can send postcards from just about anywhere in the world, but have you ever received one from under the sea? Former postmaster Toshihiko first came up with the idea for the world's only underwater postbox as a way of attracting visitors to his town, Susami, in Japan, and it worked. Since the unique attraction was first planted off the coast of the village, over 38,000 postcards have been mailed through the postbox. The mail, written on waterproof paper using oil-based paint markers, is collected every day by dive shop owner Hiroki and delivered to the post office, from where they are sent to their different addresses. In addition to being the world's first underwater postbox, it also holds the Guinness World Record for being the world's deepest postbox at 10 meters deep. When you travel to Japan next time, will Susami be one of your stops?
请再听一遍。
Tourists can send postcards from just about anywhere in the world, but have you ever received one from under the sea? Former postmaster Toshihiko first came up with the idea for the world's only underwater postbox as a way of attracting visitors to his town, Susami, in Japan, and it worked. Since the unique attraction was first planted off the coast of the village, over 38,000 postcards have been mailed through the postbox. The mail, written on waterproof paper using oil-based paint markers, is collected every day by dive shop owner Hiroki and delivered to the post office, from where they are sent to their different addresses. In addition to being the world's first underwater postbox, it also holds the Guinness World Record for being the world's deepest postbox at 10 meters deep. When you travel to Japan next time, will Susami be one of your stops?